All right. This is Teenage Sports with your host, Michael Barra. We're going to be talking NFL football today with my friend. I'll go ahead and let you introduce yourself.
What's up? It's Boom. I'm back. Happy to be here.
All right. We'll just go ahead and get into the first game of the week, which was last Thursday. It was Bengals versus Browns. You want to talk about this one some?
So, the Bengals, I like Burrow, but their team just isn't good. And Burrow threw the ball 61 times this week. He might get Tommy John surgery with the way they're playing right now. I mean, literally, it's really bad offense. And I don't care if they scored 30 points or whatever. It's just bad offense if you have to throw the ball 61 times and he only completed 37. And that's not his fault. It's the scheme's fault, and it's the offensive line's fault. And the reason why they can't run the ball is because that offensive line. They're terrible. And when
he threw the ball about three times as much as Baker, which is kind of crazy to say.
And lost.
And Baker, I mean, I don't know. You think you're higher on Baker than I am. I hate Baker. I think he's terrible, but it is what it is.
I don't think Baker's that good either. I think Burrow's better than Baker. But Baker's also has good receivers, a really good defense, in my opinion, and a good running back. And I think Mixon's pretty good too, but that offensive line. Oh yeah, two good running backs. So, that's another thing is Chubb and Hunt both went off.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about it because I traded away. Me and Boom and a bunch of our friends are in a fantasy league. I traded away Nick Chubb. Before the week happened, he went off for like 30 points, but I don't see him doing that every single week. I still feel like I made a smart decision.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. But I think I don't think the Browns are Super Bowl, like I said in the beginning of the year. I think the Steelers will win that division. But
the division. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Super Bowl. I was like,
but I mean, they've got a shot, but definitely not the favorite.
We're going to have a fun talk when we get to Steelers then. So, Bengals moved to 0-2 and Browns are going to move to 1-1. What do you see as the ceiling for the Bengals wins wise? Like, I think they can hit 6, but
I don't think they get more than 4.
Really? And what about probably, the Browns?
Probably 3 for the Bengals, and I'd say the Browns can go 9-7.
And possibly win that division. Who knows? All right, we can move on to the next game. Probably a game that was on nobody's television. The Bears versus the Giants. Just an ugly game. Score was 13-17, Bears won.
How about Mitch Trubisky winning some football games?
Oh, my gosh. He's so bad.
Hey, whoa.
He is so bad. They're going to play the Falcons next week, and that defense is not good. But Trubisky is not going to be able to handle.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something here, Mike. Who's the best quarterback of all time?
Tom Brady.
Okay. Why is he the best quarterback of all time?
Because he's won the most.
Okay. Do you think Mitchell Trubisky – or you think Joe Burrow is better than Mitchell Trubisky?
Yes.
But Joe Burrow's 0-2. Mitchell Trubisky's 2-0.
Okay.
Why is Peyton Manning not better than Tom Brady?
Because he hasn't won as much.
I'm just joking. Mitchell Trubisky sucks.
No, fine, bro. I was like trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Okay. But let me tell you who doesn't suck.
He has played significantly better than he did last year. I think we can agree on that, but that's not very.
Let me Let me tell you who doesn't suck, though. That Bears defense.
Oh, yeah. It's a good defense.
And I see the Bears shocking some people this year. I think the Bears could be an 8 or 9 win team just because of their defense.
Yeah, it's all relies on Mitchell Trubisky because Allen Robinson is a beast, underrated. So he has
and David Montgomery had a good game.
David Montgomery had a good game.
82 rushing yards and 45 receiving yards with a receiving touchdown. So he had 127 total scrimmage yards and a touchdown.
They got Tariq Cohen. I don't know how good that O-line is. It's probably middle of the pack. But, I mean, that team really isn't terrible. It all relies on if Mitchell Trubisky can be good.
And they've got Nick Foles backing him up, too.
Yeah, whenever Trubisky goes out for the playoffs, Nick Foles will carry him to a Super Bowl.
And then let's talk about the bad part about this game. Well, bad or good, I mean, no injury is good, obviously, but bad or good depending on who you root for. But Saquon Barkley being out for the season.
Yeah, this week was awful for injuries. I wish I had – because I've seen a few lists.
Six starting 49ers got hurt.
How would you go ahead and tally off as many as you can think of real quick?
McCaffrey, Barkley, Bosa, Garoppolo.
Mostert.
Raheem Mostert.
Malik Hooker.
They had six on the 49ers. I can't remember all of them.
Tyron.
Cowboys have a lot of injuries.
Cowboys have so many injuries.
Last week, but
it's going to be a fun game. We'll be there in a second. And unfortunately, the Giants, they just today, as of September 22nd, Tuesday, signed Devontae Freeman. I don't think he was ever really that good, but he probably is good, at least good enough as Deion Lewis and, Wayne Gallman?
I'm going to be honest with you. Week one, Saquon didn't impress me.
He had like 9 yards, didn't he?
And I'm gonna be now.
That's a terrible.
They were playing the best defense in the league, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I can agree to that.
But
or at least the best front seven.
But I mean, he had 4 carries, 28 yards before he got hurt. But I don't know. You've got Jason Garrett running that offense. I don't know if the Giants win 2 games.
They honestly might be in Trevor Lawrence conversation. Now, we'll talk about the other team that's probably how they're just or playing in the same stadium as them. But it's definitely – the team is definitely going to be interested in a lot about Saquon.
Daniel Jones is pretty good. I don't think they
– Yeah, but it's Trevor Lawrence.
I don't care.
I mean, that's
if they got the first pick, they should not. They should probably trade it.
That's fair. I mean, I wouldn't trade too far down because you're still not a good team. But
yeah.
But all right. Yeah, that's an ugly game. Well, let's move on to I loved this outcome. The Rams beat the Eagles 37-19.
Fly Eagles, fly baby!
Right, fly Eagles, the last fly. Place. Carson Wentz is so much better than Dak, right? Boom.
That is what they say with 2 interceptions and barely a 50% completion percentage.
Exactly. Man, Eagles fans are so fun to mock because they're just so wrong.
Well,
let's be honest. You haven't been one of the biggest Dak supporters, but you can at least agree that Dak has surpassed Carson.
He looks amazing this year, and he looks even better in the fantasy lineup for me.
Yeah, you're double QB insanity over there with Dak and Aaron Rodgers.
But let's talk about who's – he's not going to put up your 400-yard games, but he's going to play good football. Jared Goff played some real good football lately, and he's only had 267 yards, 3 touchdowns. And normally you're not talking about a guy with only 260 yards saying that he's just, went off. But he went 20 for 27, And if you watch the way they play, he doesn't make mistakes.
And which that, is what they need.
And he's accurate when he needs to be, and he doesn't turn the ball over. And the way they run their offense, that's all you have to do. This team is really a shocker to me.
Yeah, I want to look running back at my predictions, because I think I had them like not making the playoffs.
Their running backs, my boy Malcolm Brown from Texas, and then this Darrell Henderson Jr. stepped up this week.
Cam Akers as well. I mean, not bad.
So, yeah, they're, and obviously they have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. So, I mean, they could be legit. I don't think they win that division, but I think they make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a very difficult division to be in, but, and the Eagles, Carson can't get anything going. He's trying to, I've tried to look at why he's been like, all the analysis have been saying that he's like trying to play hero ball, just trying to do it all. And they did upgrade his offense this past off season. I mean, they have my TCU boy, Jalen Reagor. They have DeSean Jackson, I believe, is playing. I can't confirm that.
He had 64 yards last week.
They have two really good tight ends, probably two possibly top 15 tight ends, Ertz and Goddard. I think at this point you have at least enough to, you know.
Miles Sanders.
Like, this should be enough where you're not going out and getting destroyed by the Rams and then beat by the Washington football team in week one.
Hey, man, that Washington football team defensive line.
Dude, I'm starting them this week in fantasy.
All right.
Bought in.
So I see the Rams going like 10-6 and the Eagles going 7-9.
10-6. So that's probably exactly what I would say. I can agree to that. So we'll move on. Probably the game, one of the games of the year, an ugly football game, but also a beautiful football game. The Dallas Cowboys win 40-39 over the Atlanta Falcons.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh my gosh. Cowboys win with a late onside kick. If you know football, you've probably heard or at least watched the play. Atlanta Falcon players are stupid. I don't know what they're doing. I've never played football in my life, and I know that rule that you can get on the football if you're the receiving team. Like, I just don't understand.
Well, the ball didn't look like it was going to make it 10 yards. So if it's not going to make it 10 yards, and you don't want to take the risk of touching it, because the kicking team can't get the ball until it gets 10 yards unless the receiving team touches it. As soon as the receiving team touches it, it doesn't matter where the ball is at. So you don't want to go touch it before 10 yards and then it hit off you and then they get the ball. And the way he kicked it, it looked like it wasn't going to make it at first, and then it
just kept spun going.
That was the whole point of the kick, is it curved back. But
Greg the leg, baby.
I think this is the best 0-2 team in the league, for sure.
The Falcons, they are a really good team that just is coached awfully.
Like, I don't think it's that.
I mean, Dan Quinn was on the hot seat coming into this year. I mean, his team performed at the end of last year, but this team is known for choking Super Bowl, and that's all under Dan Quinn. And I think if they had a better head coach, which is not very hard or not very easy to find right now, I think they'd be a lot better team.
See, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think it's Dan Quinn's fault. I think it's just bad luck. I mean,
see, but there's only so much luck that can go
around. You don't coach hands teams. They've blown two leads, okay? Two leads in, what, 3 years? But this offense is literally unstoppable for the Falcons.
It's ridiculous.
Ridley is going insane. Matt Ryan is good. And Todd Gurley is
Yeah, but we have we don't have a good run defense. We don't have a good defense at all. But somehow we were able to stop Todd Gurley. But his week one was good. So,
but, I mean, this game was just crazy. Cowboys – On the Cowboys side of it, Dak's performing as good as he's ever has. CeeDee Lamb had a 100-yard game. Amari Cooper. That receiving core is amazing. Zeke looks way better than he did last year. He's running people over. He's looks really explosive.
Yeah, it's just the fumbles. I mean,
but then I think they'll figure that out. I think that's just, I mean, they didn't have any after that first quarter. It was just,
yeah. I mean, they definitely got their heads out of their butts after that first quarter going down like 20-0, but that was a terribly coached game by McCarthy. I mean, he was awful, and I hope he changes. I like him being aggressive because we went from Jason Garrett being the most passive head coach probably of all time to Mike McCarthy going 0-for-2 on fake punts.
I don't mind the first fake punt because it would have worked, and I'm sure in practice Chris Jones made a good throw, and that play would have worked.
Quarterback doesn't slip.
But the 4th and 5, when you run it up the middle against the 8-man box, if you want to go for it there, McCarthy, just go for it.
Because Dak was on fire.
It's 4th and 5, and if it was 4th and 2, maybe that fake would have worked. But that, you can't snap it to the up back and just run right up the middle for 5 yards.
Eight guys in the box. I believe there were eight guys in the box defending that because they had already pulled off one fake. We have, what's his name? Bones is our special teams coordinator. That's like his nickname. Yeah. That's what Pat McAfee was talking about. The GOAT.
Came from the Rams.
Oh, he's really good. I was excited about the move because our special teams was god-awful last year. But
I'll tell you, here's one thing is he came from the Rams, and the Rams have Johnny Hecker. Johnny Hecker is like a having a lower-level college quarterback at punter. He can throw the ball very good. So they faked it a lot there. And I don't know. He's going to have to realize that we have Chris Jones.
But yeah, but I do at the end of the day. I just wish they wouldn't have gone for that second one because I thought that one was terrible. And I mean, you can continue to work on it, but I just don't know if I want to take the ball out of Dak's hands in that game. He was insane.
Yep.
But we'll move on from our precious Cowboys. We'll move on to the Buccaneers and Panthers. All right, hold on. What are your score or your wins projections for the Falcons and Cowboys?
I have the Falcons going 9-7. They have to play the not-so-good Saints.
Oh.
And the Buccaneers, who also have an old man at quarterback. But those two teams should be pretty good. I'm going to put them at 9-7, but even with the 0-2 start, I wouldn't be surprised if they go win that division.
Yeah, I mean, it's that division, we'll talk about it in a second, but it's not as strong as I thought it was going to be.
And then I have the Cowboys going 10-6. I think once we get our injuries back, we have two backup tackles. That steel guy is terrible, undrafted free agent.
I thought the left tackle played actually pretty well, though.
Yeah, and then we have two of our linebackers hurt, which Brown played very good. He's not bad, but
– Joe Thomas?
I'm sorry, Joe Thomas?
Yeah, he played really good. Still rather have Leighton out there.
Yeah, and I don't know. Our defense, it's going to be mediocre, but our offense shouldn't be stopped. That's why I think we can win 10.
Yeah. It's going to be really scary next week against Russell. We'll get to their game later on, but we have one sack this year, and we're about to go against one of the best unsackable quarterbacks in the league. So it's going to be fun next week, say that. But, yeah, Buccaneers and Panthers. Buccaneers win 31-17.
Buccaneers and Panthers. We have obviously McCaffrey gets hurt this game. before he got hurt, he was playing very good, 2 touchdowns. Leonard Fournette, 103 yards on 12 carries with 2 touchdowns. He went insane, as well as Mike Evans, 7 receptions, 104 yards, and a touchdown. DJ Moore for the Panthers, 8 receptions, 120 yards.
I wish they started.
There was a lot of players who played some good football in this game. The Panthers just suck.
I disagree. I think they're better than I thought they were going to be. I mean,
no, they're worse than I thought they were going to be.
Really?
They just
Teddy ball game is interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. Doesn't he wear gloves?
Teddy two gloves and 2 interceptions this game.
Yeah, maybe they're not as good as I thought they were. I don't know. I didn't get to watch this game. So
I mean, and then let's talk about Brady. Brady is just
he really hasn't looked good. And then if this team doesn't make the playoffs, the Twitter, like Instagram, everything's gonna blow up because Patriots don't look like half bad of a team right now.
No.
So, yeah, I don't think the Buccaneers are as good as advertised. I mean, Brady, he'll probably figure it out, I would assume. But Bruce Arians is a bold man. That dude does not care that Tom Brady is the winningest quarterback ever. Week one, he came out after Brady, which I guess. And I don't know if I'm a big fan of Bruce Arians' coaching style, but I guess we'll see throughout this year if it works.
I love Bruce Arians, actually. And I think if he had a better quarterback, he'd be insane. Because, I mean, look, Mike Evans had an amazing day. Leonard Fournette had an amazing day. This team would be good. The only thing holding him back is the so-called greatest of all time.
I don't know about all that, but
I do. He doesn't look good. His arm's too weak, and he's just not accurate.
Definitely. I think the old guys are definitely showing their age. Drew Brees, definitely showing their age. But we'll go to the next game here. The backup practice squad 49ers versus the Jets. And somehow the backup squad destroyed the Jets. The Jets suck. 31-13.
Well, they were already winning big when a lot of the players got hurt.
Yeah, but come on. there's sometimes that I just don't understand, like, teams in their hirings. How does Adam Gase have a job? How? He's so bad.
I'll tell you what the problem is. Frank Gore is their leading rusher. The dude's about 85.
Well, Lev Bell's hurt, so.
And I mean,
Sam Darnold, I've never liked Sam Darnold. You go back on all the podcasts, I don't like Sam Darnold. They don't have any wide receivers that are decent, that aren't hurt. Their defense is underperforming for the money that they've put on that defense, and I think they have the worst coach in the NFL. Tank for Lawrence, baby. Which really sucks because I wanted to see him on a team that I would want to watch. I just don't want to watch the Jets.
Well, I don't think they win more than one game. If they win one game.
Sad.
And then the 49ers. I don't know how to predict them with all those injuries. You don't know what's going to happen with them.
I still think that they're going to be pretty good. We can probably agree that the teams with the most depth in the league are probably like the Ravens, the 49ers, and like maybe like the Chiefs.
Yeah, but is Nick Mullins the guy?
That team doesn't really throw much, though. They're a running team first anyway.
Mostert, who's by far their best back, I don't care how many they have. They don't have Breida anymore.
But does it really matter? I mean, we look at the Rams, and it's 3 guys that a lot of us didn't know about. A good O-line can make really any good running back or any bad running back look pretty dang good. So
yeah, I'd probably put the Jets at 1-15.
Man, brutal.
I'd put the 49ers at 9-7 after the injuries.
I think they go 10-6. Now, these are random numbers because it's, you know, the math wouldn't work out at the end of all this. But 10-6, I think they could maybe get a 11, but that's a really tough division. So, but this is probably our most debated game, the Broncos and Steelers. Broncos decimated with injuries. Von Miller is already out for the season. Drew Luck, AC something, out for a few weeks. Cortland Sutton, I believe, tore his ACL, out for the year. So Broncos are diminished. They look like they were going to be – they were like a sleeper team for me this upcoming year, and they're gone. And Steelers, yeah, I'll let you talk about them.
I mean, I don't think that anybody can argue that their defense isn't at least top four. I'd put them at 1 or 2. But aside from the defense, Ben Roethlisberger looks pretty good. I mean, not amazing, but I mean, he's getting the job done. Then you have James Conner, who's played pretty good. 16 carries, 106 yards, and a touchdown. And then you have a bunch of receivers who are really good. Deontay Johnson, 8 receptions, 92 yards, and a touchdown. You have Juju, who played well week one. You have James Washington. He's been playing pretty good. The O-line's pretty solid. It's not just the defense. Obviously, the defense has your T.J. Watt, Minka Fitzpatrick, Cameron Hayward, all of them. But this team is so good all around. I don't see how they can't be at the top, if not very close to the Ravens in that division.
So, obviously, we can kind of mark off the Broncos at this point. They were living a lot off of if Drew Lock is going to be good, and now that he can't play. But this so-called Steelers team that's one of the best only wins by 5 when the Broncos had a backup quarterback, Jeff Driscoll. I mean, I want to say that their defense is really good, and I really do like every single player on that team. But, I mean, they're really good at beating not very good teams. And, I mean, they beat the Giants by 10. Giants are not very good. I don't think Ben is as good as maybe you think he is. I don't think he's going to elevate that team past any big teams. I mean, they may win some games they're going to win some games because they're going to play some bad teams, but I don't think they're even near as close as to the Ravens or what other teams here. They're definitely not as good as the Bills.
Oh my gosh, you're
crazy. I don't even think they're as good as the Titans.
that's just ignorant.
Like, James Conner had one good game. Okay. It was awful week one.
Okay. I don't care how great the Jags are playing. The Titans only won by 3 to the Jags, and the Steelers won by 5 against the Broncos. I mean, you can't compare the point differential of the wins in the NFL. I mean,
only comparing it because it was so close with a backup quarterback, and that backup quarterback is throwing to the second receiver in the Broncos, or receiver number 2, because Cortland Sutton is out.
That backup quarterback threw an interception and barely had an over 50% completion rate. It's not like he did anything spectacular against the defense.
And that game should not be that close. So the Steelers next week, who do they have?
The Texans.
I don't think they're going to beat the Texans.
The Texans look terrible.
And I don't think the Steelers look good at all. They got the Titans. I don't think they're going to beat the Titans.
They'll beat the Titans.
I believe this is a pretty known stat, like, that they are not very good against good teams, kind of like the Cowboys. We beat up on really bad teams. Like, I don't think Mike Tomlin is as good as people say he is. And, yes, they have good skill position players, but still got to scheme them into something. And I think that team was a lot – I mean, that team was obviously better with the flying bees, but I don't know. I'm not high on this team at all.
I don't see how you couldn't. They're 2-0, and I don't think – I think they'll start off 5-0.
Texans, so what's your final for them? Broncos, I have getting like going 4-12.
I have the Broncos at I'll say 5-11 for the Broncos, and then Steelers 12-4.
I have the Steelers going like 9-7.
Yeah, not a chance.
I mean, what? They got to play the Ravens twice.
Yep.
Probably going to lose both of those games.
They'll beat the Bengals twice. They should beat the Browns twice.
I don't know. I mean, I hate the Browns. So
they'll beat the Ravens at home.
Ooh. I mean, there's not really home field advantage this year, though.
It doesn't matter.
All right. Guess we'll have to find out. But I'm just not a Steelers. I'm just not high on this team. But we'll move on. Jaguars and Titans. Titans win 33-30. Gardner Minshew, I mean, keeps balling out. Great player. Ryan Tannehill also balling out as well.
Let's not say that he's balling out. He had 2 picks. He's playing better than people expected. But 2 interceptions can make a really good day not so good. But yes, I agree. This team's playing way above their expectations, that's for sure. They have an absolute no-name at running back.
Dude, I've never heard of James Robinson.
And then Chark is playing about as good as I think I would expect him, about 80 yards.
I need to play a little bit better because I really do like Chark. But...
And then, of course, you have Henry's going to get 25 to 30 carries every game. It's so bad that Mike Vrabel's mask said just give the ball to Derrick Henry. Jonnu Smith, 2 touchdowns, 84 yards for the Titans. A guy who hasn't shown up yet for the Titans, A.J. Brown.
Well, he's been hurt.
I don't know if – looking at it from like a stat-wise and fantasy-wise – investing in a Titans receiver in fantasy football is just dumb because of the way they play. They're just going to run the ball to Derrick Henry. And if Derrick Henry doesn't have a good day, they're probably not going to win. And this was the one exception.
I don't know today. Because Derrick Henry didn't hit 100 yards. He didn't get a touchdown.
That's what I said. This was the one exception that I think this won't happen much.
Just also is against a terrible Jaguars defense, but...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think if that's the way they try and score in the future, it's not going to work because Tannehill and those receivers aren't... I mean, they're mediocre. They're not bad, but Henry is the guy who's going to win them games, and they have a pretty good defense, even though... Somehow they got scored 30 points on by the Jags, so I don't know how legit that defense is anymore. So yeah. With that being said, I don't see Tennessee. Maybe Tennessee goes 9-7. I'd probably put them at 8-8.
I see 9-7 or 10-6. And Jaguars, I see going like 5-11?
I have no idea about the Jags.
Well, at first I thought they were going to try to tank for Lawrence.
I'd say I would have said 1-15 for them, but now.
Well, they already got the win.
I have no idea, man. I guess I'd probably put them at like 4-12.
Yeah. It's probably about fair. Move on to the red hot Packers and Lions. Matt Patricia should not be allowed on the Detroit Lions plane. He is the second worst head coach in the league. That team is being wasted away by that terrible head coach, and Aaron Rodgers is a beast. What else you got to say there?
Let's look at the other Aaron too. I love Aaron Rodgers, you know that. But Aaron Jones, 18 carries, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns, and I believe he had like 40 receiving yards too. That accounts for 200 total scrimmage yards, and he also had a receiving touchdown, so that's 3 touchdowns.
Aaron Rodgers pretty much said, if you're not going to draft any wide receivers for me, I'm just going to throw to Aaron Jones and Aaron Jones only.
No. For this game, yes, but I don't know if you've been watching this. I mean, Aaron Jones led the game in receiving yards this game. But those receivers for, obviously, Davante Adams, probably top 2 route runner in the league. That first week, oh my gosh. He was routing them up. He was running out route after out route after out route. Then, oh, crap, he's gone. I mean, that guy, his footwork is insane. But then they have Marquez Valdez-Scantling, who's played really good. Alan Lazard, who's played really good. That team has a lot of no-name receivers who have shown up. They also have a few no-name backs behind Aaron Jones that they play a lot. LaFleur said that he wants to keep Jones carries at around 20 because he doesn't want to burn him out. So they use their backup running backs a lot, and those guys have been performing well. Now, granted, I will say this, as much as I'm high on the Packers and love how Aaron Rodgers is playing, they've played 2 crappy teams.
I think the Lions are crappy.
I would say the Vikings are better than the Lions.
Oh gosh, I don't know what happened to the Vikings. We'll talk about them in a second. I really like this Vikings team or this Lions team because I love Matthew Stafford, but I'm probably overrating the rest of the team.
Well, I don't think it's really Patricia. I mean, part of it's
Patricia. Oh, it's Patricia.
Part of it's Patricia, but that team sucks. There's nobody else on the team besides Matthew Stafford. Kenny Galladay's hurt.
Yeah,
and Marvin Jones hasn't done anything. I mean,
yeah, leading receivers, their tight end,
and their running back.
Running back.
The running back is still living in the stinking nursing home. I mean, their team's just not that good. Who do they have on defense? Jeff Okuda got killed in this.
Oh my gosh, he got bullied.
And then Trey Flowers. That's it. They don't have big play anymore. I mean,
it's not a fantastic defense, but they should at least be 1-1 this year. What did they barely lost to the Bears. They let Mitchell Trubisky come back on them.
I think the Bears are have a much better team than the Lions.
Well, I just value the quarterback higher. Well, yeah. I mean, obviously that defense is a lot better than the Lions, but anyway, yeah, Packers absolutely obliterated the Lions. I think Mitch Patricia shouldn't have a job at the end of the year. So right now, Dan Quinn, Gase, and Patricia are my fires, unless Quinn goes on to the playoffs. But we'll move on to the next game, the Bills versus the Dolphins. Bills win 31-28.
I want to talk about – first, the quarterback play. Both these quarterbacks played really well. Josh Allen is balling out right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've said from the get-go, I like Josh Allen. I don't think you were too high on him coming into the season. I don't
know. No, I was not.
But
I'll take that L because he's not my fantasy team now. I just traded him for Kyler.
But, yeah, I've always liked him. Always said he has a real strong arm and he moves pretty well. And I've always said he needs to get a receiver. And what do you know? Stephon Diggs comes in and makes an immediate impact. 8 receptions, 153 yards, and a touchdown. And, yeah, this Miami defense is still in its early stages. They'll get better. But right now it's not that good. But still, give Allen some credit. And I think this Bills team, Tre'Davious White on the other side of the ball, Poyer, I think they still have. And they're real good, real all-around team.
I am a big fan of this team. I think – what is their head coach name? Sean McDermott. I think he's actually a pretty decent head coach. Josh Allen looks really good. Diggs is a beast. And you can see how much of a beast he is as the Vikings are playing horribly.
And then I want to talk about one more guy who I'm very proud of. way early to some people in the fantasy draft, I said, you watch, Mike Gesicki is going to have a breakout year. And what do you know? I told my dad, I said, as soon as Mike Gesicki has like one good game, I'm starting him over Hunter Henry. And Hunter Henry didn't play bad either this week. But 8 receptions, 130 yards, and a touchdown. Look out for this guy. He's a beast. And they don't have very good receivers in Miami. He's going to get the ball a lot, and he's probably going to be Fitzpatrick's number one or number two target this year.
Yeah, Devontae Parker, is he really – did he do anything week one? No.
No, and then you have that Preston Williams guy. He's okay.
Yeah, I think Devontae Parker was a little bit too high.
And then Jakeem Grant isn't even really – he's only –
Jakeem Grant's not very good. Isaiah Ford had a really good day. He was their number two wide receiver. I believe he's a wide receiver. Yeah. But, I thought the Dolphins team was going to play better than this, but I mean, I don't think they've played horribly. They had to play the Bills, who I think is one of the better 2-0 teams, and they had to play – who did they play week one? The Patriots. So, I mean, they've had really tough opponents up to this time, and I mean, obviously from the Dolphins fans, they're calling for Tua because they're 0-2, but I don't think Fitzpatrick's played that bad.
No, I think they win next week in Jacksonville.
I definitely agree with that.
They have two rough games, Seahawks and 49ers. So I could
definitely – it's a hard schedule. Jeez.
5 games, 5-11. Then I can see the Bills going 12-4 with a ceiling of 13-3.
I'll completely agree to that. 12-4. Ceiling of 13-3. I missed on Josh Allen. That's probably one of my – I don't think I've openly bashed him, but I definitely didn't think he was very good. And he's played pretty dang good for two games. Yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't terrible last year either. But we'll go to a very interesting game. The Colts beat the Vikings 28-11.
And I want to point out, this is the same Colts who just lost to the Jags last week. So,
yeah.
I don't really know what's going on. All I do know is that Kirk Cousins, who I love, threw 3 interceptions, and that ain't going to cut it, Captain Kirk.
I like Kirk Cousins a lot. I like his character. I thought people hated on him a little bit too much. But, man, he's playing awful.
I mean,
he has 4 picks already, only 372 yards with a QB rating of 61.9.
I don't
through 2 games.
I don't want to say it too early, but was I wrong or was I right when I said that Kevin Stefanski was the reason that offense was really good?
That's correct, because that was one of the reasons you were so high on putting the Browns in the Super Bowl. Oh, now you've since retracted that, but
I think that Kirk Cousins is better than Baker Mayfield, but but let's look at the positives.
Well, I mean, right now he's not playing it, but
let's look at the positives of this game. Jonathan Taylor, man.
Yeah, I traded for him.
26 carries, 101 yards, and a touchdown. If they get him the ball 26 times every game, good things are going to happen. I said at the beginning that he's going to be the best back out of this draft. He is better than Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not nearly as talented as Jonathan Taylor. Oh, he can catch the ball. Yeah, he's also like 5'7", has not that great of talent, and is just playing on a really good team. Okay?
He's also a lot better than DeAndre Swift.
I'm sorry, but I've seen it happen multiple times in my football career. Guys who aren't that talented at running back, you stick a good offensive line in front of them, you can get yards, okay? 4 yards a carry is good, and most of the time when you're getting a lot of times on four-yard rushes, you're getting touched at about 3 yards because the O-line is doing so good. So until Clyde Edwards-Helaire shows me, okay, he had one run where he made a man miss, I think Jonathan Taylor has the ability to make people miss, break tackles, juke people out, and this guy is going to be the best back in this draft.
Yeah, I was definitely excited because they barely used Nyheim Hines. He's a rusher. Dude, he must have got hurt or something. I didn't watch this game, but I do have Jonathan Taylor on my fantasy team, and he played good. 26 carries, 101 yards, 3.9 average.
I want to talk about
that's a really good O-line too.
Yeah,
I mean probably the best. I mean the best left guard in the game. They got a good right tackle. I don't know their left tackle, but that's a pretty good O-line. And Phillip Rivers is check down Charlie, so Jonathan Taylor is going to get some work in this team.
One last thing, T.Y. Hilton has done very bad this year, and their leading receiver in that game was a man by the name of Mo Alie-Cox, a tight end.
He's a tight end.
Tight end with 111 yards. Don't expect that to be the normal, but T.Y. Hilton needs to get his act together because I think people kind of jumped the gun a little bit when we started talking. He had like what, one good season, and then
I'm not a T.Y. fan.
He had one good season, and then he gets
with Andrew Luck. Like,
he has one good season, and then people start talking like he's one of the best in the league, and then Madden gives him a superstar, and oh, he's supposed to be good. Like, I don't see anything in him. Like, Devontae Adams has his route running. Tyreek has his speed. Julio has his size and hands and everything. You know, all these elite receivers, you can say what they're real good at. What is T.Y. great at?
How big is T.Y.?
I think he's
5'10". He's not really big.
I think he's just a mediocre receiver who has proven that. But
yeah, I agree. So that's why the Jonathan Taylor hype train is going to continue to – Jonathan Taylor hype train is going to continue to go up.
And, man, the Vikings, I don't even know.
They suck. Gosh, they suck. Like, their defense is getting torched. Kirk Cousins looks terrible. My boy Jeff Gladney, TCU boy. There's not much to say. I mean, there's good players on the offense and defensive side of this team, and they're just not playing good.
Yeah, I don't know how to – I don't know what the record's going to be. They could turn it around because I have the players to turn it around. So I don't know. The Colts are in both of these teams. I don't really know what they're going to do. Both these teams could either turn out to be pretty good or pretty bad.
I think the Vikings go 7-9 and the Colts go 6-10.
I'd say the opposite. No, I think the Colts will go 8-8 and the Vikings will go 9-7. I think they can turn it around.
All right. The Washington football team versus the Cardinals. The Cardinals win 30-15. The Cardinals are rolling right now. Kyler looks fantastic. That offense, D-Hop looks really good. And their defense isn't playing horribly. Did they draft? Yeah, they did draft Isaiah Simmons, your boy.
He's looked pretty darn bad. Also, and I was real high on him, but they've played him at middle linebacker a lot.
Two games, and he is a middle linebacker. And that's probably not a very easy position to just go out and play.
I mean, they stuck him at middle linebacker, and he just kind of looks lost out there. But here's my deal. We've talked good about the 49ers. We've talked good about the Rams. We're going to talk good about the Seahawks, and we're talking good about the Cardinals. And they're all in the same division. It's not mathematically possible for them to all be a playoff teams. I don't know who gives. And none of them – I mean, I think the 49ers have
– I think before the injuries, I would have said the Rams are the ones that give. But the 49ers just – I don't know.
Because, I mean,
Russell doesn't have a team that isn't just him.
I mean,
that defense is not good. It's
okay.
It's very injury. It is not good. They have a worse front. I mean, their front seven can't get any pressure at all.
They have Bobby, but that's about it.
They have Bobby and Jamal. Don't forget Jamal Adams.
He kind of got burnt, but, yeah. But another thing, get off the Cardinals. The football team is better than we expected, but I don't think after week one, I think we all overreacted a little bit. Terry McLaurin played good. Their defensive front's good. But I still
I think the Eagles just really sucked that it made the football team
look this good. I still don't think the football team wins over four games.
I think they win five. I think honestly, because I think they get to play the Eagles and Giants. So.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, give them five or six. Actually, I forgot how bad our division was.
All right, it's pitiful. I think it was either Cowherd or McAfee was saying that we could win our division with like seven wins. Like it's pitiful.
But yeah, the Cardinals look amazing. Obviously, Kenyon Drake, DeAndre Hopkins, and Kyler Murray. So, I'd put the football team at 5-11 and the Cardinals at 11-5.
So, can three teams from a division mathematically go to the playoffs?
Yes, because there's an extra wild card.
There's an extra wild card this year, but I just wasn't sure if that math kind of worked out.
Yeah.
Because it'd be weird. But I think my current rankings of this division are probably – it would have been 49ers one, but they're just so hurt. Like, even I don't think they can just go back out every week and play like nothing happened. Hey, I want to hear yours first. Rank those teams from 1 to 4 in that division.
Oh, gosh. It's so they're tough. Just,
I've never seen a division this good. Like every single team in this division is so good.
I'd say probably Cardinals 1. Cardinals 1, Seahawks 2, Rams 3, 49ers 4.
Okay. I'm going to say Cardinals 1, Rams 2. Seahawks 3, 49ers 4, with three teams making the playoffs.
And you see, here's the thing, though. The problem is they could all beat up on each other, and that could kill their playoff chances since they all have to play each other twice. I don't know. That division's going to be very interesting to see.
Be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
But we'll move on to the Ravens and Texans. Ravens win 33-16. Lamar doing his thing. 18 for 24, 204. Texans don't look very good, to say the least. And they have had to play probably the two best teams in the league. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to hate on them too much yet. I mean, they have literally played the Super Bowl winning team and arguably the second best team in the league.
Yeah, it's tough right now to pick the Texans since they've played those two. I don't know. They just don't look good. The first week, David Johnson looked pretty good. This week, he didn't. But, I mean,
I think it was a mirage. I really do think it was a mirage.
Like you said, though, they're playing such a good team. It's hard to see. We'll see who they play next week.
They have to play someone not Steelers. As good. Because, oh, my gosh, their division, that sucks.
And that's not they even – those aren't even divisional games.
They really pulled the short end of the stick. They literally have to play the Super Bowl
team. And they have to play the Packers.
Week four?
No, it's week four, five, six, seven. But still, I mean, they have to play the Packers too. So,
geez, if the Vikings were good, like everyone thought they were going to be, they had to play them week four. They got screwed over. Holy crap. That sucks for the Texans, but, I mean, Sean Watson, I think we both agree he's pretty dang good, but
he just hadn't looked as great this season yet, but he's played very good teams. I think the Texans go 7-9. The Ravens go I'll put them at 12-4. I want to say 11-5 since they'll probably lose to the Steelers. At least once, maybe twice. So,
yeah. Gosh, he is such a steal. Oh, I say the Texans go 8-8 and the Ravens go 13-3. It's a really good team. But, I'll let you kind of take the mic for this next game. Chiefs versus Chargers. Chiefs barely pull it out with a Harrison Butker overtime field goal to win 23-20.
First off, Mahomes doesn't look as spectacular in the beginning, I'll say. I mean, he had 302 yards and two touchdowns, but his completion percentage was low. But
is that 50? Wait.
It's a little higher than 50, but yeah. And then Tyreek, 5 receptions, 99 yards, and a touchdown.
But I believe he had a few drops. Man, he was 1 point away from 100 yards. And whoever had him in fantasy, that's
Nate lost by a point, and that yard, that yard lost him the game.
Dude,
because we also get a bonus for getting 100 yards.
Exactly. Yeah,
so that would have won him the game.
That's tough.
But Justin Herbert, my guy, who I said will probably be the best quarterback in this year's draft class, performing good. 311 and a touchdown. He had one pick, but, you know, Austin Eckler, 93 yards on only 16 carries. That's a pretty darn good day. And then my boy Keenan Allen, 7 receptions and 96 yards. Not a bad day. So, the Chargers look very good. And when you're taking the Super Bowl champs to overtime, who are, like we all know, just running it back, didn't lose anybody besides Damian Williams. I mean, if you're taking them to overtime, I know it's a divisional game and, you know, hopefully this isn't just a fluke, but Chargers could maybe sneak into a wild card spot. You never know.
I really wish they had Derwin James, because that dude is so talented. He just can't stay on the field. But how are you going to be? How are you going to be Justin Herbert and Anthony Lynn and tell Justin Herbert 5 minutes before the game that he's starting, and then go out and almost beat the Chiefs? That's impressive.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that Chargers team—they're really talented on defense. They got a Bosa. I wish, like I said, they had Derwin James, because he's a top five safety in the league if he's playing, but he just can't stay healthy. But that team's going to be fun to watch now that they don't have Tyrod back there.
Yeah.
Next game, one of the best games of the week. I mean, this was a pretty good week of football, besides the injuries, which really sucked for everyone because no one likes to see injuries. This was a pretty good week for football. Patriots and Seahawks. Seahawks win by 5, 35-30. Cam Newton also almost wins the game on the last drive. Goes for a QB sneak to the left and then gets stopped. I'll let you go.
Both these teams looked very good at every offensive level. Both quarterbacks played very well. New England doesn't really have a elite running back. James White was out, but he's not amazing anyway. But Cam Newton led their team in rushing. He had 2 rushing touchdowns, actually. Chris Carson, 72 yards for the Seahawks on only 17 carries. Not bad. But then the receivers, man, Julian Edelman, 8 receptions, 179 yards.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Insane. He went off.
And then DK Metcalf, 4 receptions, 92 yards, and a touchdown. He had that long touchdown that boosted his stat line. But Julian Edelman, nice day. And as much as I hate to say it, the Patriots aren't really skipping a beat.
Yeah.
I think Belichick's obviously, I've always said he's a winner. And I think this shows you that maybe the winning was a little more on Belichick and not Brady. I'm going to say it.
Question right now, who is a better quarterback right now, playing right now, Cam Newton or Tom Brady?
Cam Newton.
I agree.
No doubt.
Cam Newton's looked fantastic.
But he should be. Tom Brady's, what, 43? So, yeah. I mean, yeah,
43, 44.
He should be. So, but no excuses. I think Patriots end up getting second in their division behind the Bills. They'll go probably,
say 10 and 6.
I'd say 9 and 7 or 10 and 6. And then Seahawks, toughest division in football. As much as I think in a different division, they'd probably do better than this, but I think they go 9-7 or 10-6.
I think they go 10-6. Now, do you think Russ gets his first MVP vote this year?
No.
Oh, my goodness. So, if anyone has ever listened to the podcast, I'm the biggest Russell Wilson fan that there ever is. He's criminally underrated. He played a fantastic game. He's not going to get any love ever. But his team's fun to watch.
He won't win the MVP because Josh Allen is.
Whoa. Oh, my. Okay.
It'll be Josh Allen or Aaron Rodgers. I hope it's Aaron Rodgers. Those two will be the top.
Wow. Okay. Maybe we'll do some awards after this. Last game of the day, also a really good game. The first game in Las Vegas, that beautiful stadium. Raiders beat the Saints 34-24.
Yeah, I knew the Raiders were going to be pretty good this year.
You've always been high on the Raiders, and I thought they were going to be good, but boom is the
I love Gruden.
Raider at heart.
I love – no. I'm not a fan, but I love Gruden. And like I said in earlier, I know I've said this before, I don't know when, but when you build the team like Gruden has, you can't be bad. Josh Jacobs, amazing. I've never hated Derek Carr. Ever.
Neither have I.
Okay, he's not that bad. And then Darren Waller, oh my gosh.
I'm so mad I traded him away. I didn't think that he was going to have back-to-back seasons. He's a beast.
And he's more like a receiver, honestly. He's their number one target. I'm going to say the only hole on this team is the receiving core. Hunter Renfrow is probably their best receiver.
Yeah, let me look at this. Let me see who had the – so, obviously, Darren Waller led the team in receiving yards as a tight end. Brian Edwards was second. Who is Brian Edwards? I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm not trying to like hate on anyone, but I don't even 89. Is that a wide receiver number? Can it be?
It can be. I don't know who that is, honestly.
Hunter Renfrow is third on the team. So they definitely could. I think Foster Moreau is definitely a tight end, I believe. Nelson Aguilar. Like, this team does not have wide receivers, but that's not what Gruden seems to want to do. He seems to want to run the ball down your throat and throw to Darren Waller and play good defense. And, I mean, they did that.
And Alvin Kamara for the Saints had an amazing day. 9 receptions, 95 yards, just receiving yards. And then they had 79 rushing yards, so... What is that, about 170 total scrimmage yards with 2 touchdowns?
Definitely having a comeback season. Definitely having a comeback season. I'll give it to him.
And then Breeze. I mean, the stat line doesn't show. Stat line is decent, honestly. 312, a touchdown, an interception. But he just doesn't look the same. And I love Drew Breeze as far as talent-wise. I think he's –
He's a really good dude.
Amazing. He's so accurate in the past. But what I'm – we need to hold off one more week to say he's not the same because Michael Thomas is out. Because after Michael Thomas, those receivers aren't that good. Emmanuel Sanders isn't very good. I'm sorry, but – Let's hold off one more week and give Drew Brees one more chance, and then we can start saying that he's...
I love Drew, but I've been kind of iffy on him since the beginning of last season. And the only reason that he played really good last season is he got, what, 6 weeks off?
Yeah.
Like, I don't... Like I said, he's a top quarterback of all time, but he doesn't have the same privilege of aging like Tom Brady. Tom Brady aged behind a Patriots O-line and a very successful Patriots team over his career. Drew Brees has not had a ton of successful – I mean, he's had good teams, but he has not had the O-lines that Brady has had. So he has been hit a lot more than Brady.
And yeah.
He's not going to age as well and doesn't look like Brady's aging – very well right now either.
Yep.
But so that was week 2 of all the games. We didn't have a week 1 like I said, but we're going to try to make sure we have a week 3, 4, 5 and everything. We're about 70 minutes in. Let's try to do like a quick 10 minute thing. Let's predict next week's games. Then we can look back and see how close we were. You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have them pulled up or you mean?
I've got them.
So let's start Dolphins, Jaguars.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. 49ers, Giants.
49ers.
49ers. Browns, Washington.
Browns.
Washington. I think that defense is going to destroy Baker. I don't think that O-line is very good. And that the Washington's front 7 is pretty dang good.
Let's point out, this could be the first time the Browns have had a winning record in, like, multiple seasons.
I don't know. I mean, if they lose to Washington and all, it's going to be so good. But that's my first different one of our two. Eagles-Bengals.
Let's go, Burrow.
I thought I lost you there
for a second.
I'm going Burrow as well.
Who day?
Raiders-Patriots.
Ooh.
It's a good game.
I'm gonna say
the Raiders. I think they go start 3-0.
You mind pulling up the weather forecast at Gillette Stadium for me?
I mean, I don't know where you want me to look that up.
Just go to the old weather app, put in new Gillette Stadium, and then.
Let's see here. This really means that much to you?
Yes.
Weather. Let's see. Can I get a week from now? It is going to be 79 degrees is the high.
Okay, not too bad. I was going to say if it was any kind of bad weather, then I'd pick the Patriots because the Raiders have been practicing in that new stadium too much. But I'm going to go with the Raiders.
All right. All right, hold on. I lost my thing. Give me a second. So, Bears-Falcons. I got the Falcons winning this one.
Falcons.
Rams Bills. That's a good game as well. Which team becomes defeated?
I think
the Bills get one more week. I think the Bills start 3-0.
Yeah, I think Josh Allen continues the trend, but I don't be surprised if the Rams beat them.
Texas Steelers. I'll give you this one. The Steelers are winning. Titans Vikings. I haven't seen anything from the Vikings to tell me that they're good, so I'm gonna go Titans.
I've got the Vikings turning around.
Kirk Cousins
isn't gonna be happy with himself after that performance. He's gonna go in with the survival of the fittest mindset. If I die, I die. Skull, baby.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Bold prediction there. We'll go Panthers Chargers.
Bolt up, baby.
Yeah, definitely Chargers. An ugly game here, Jets Colts. I'm going to pick the Colts.
Tough one. I got to go with the Colts.
As much as I want to pick my Cowboys, Seahawks, and I have the Seahawks winning this. I have not seen enough from our front seven to say that we can do anything about Russell.
Who needs defense when you've got offense? Cowboys in a shootout.
I haven't seen anything
from the Cowboys offense besides the fumbles that shows that we can be stopped. How about the Cowboys? Jerry Jones is going to walk in Seattle with his mask on. Dak Prescott's going to have his cowboy hat on. Alden Smith is going to be doing whatever he does. And the Dallas Cowboys are going to win 45.
Holy crap.
To 37.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Yeah, definitely a shootout. If you have Dak or any of those players on your team.
I've got Zeke, too. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's got the Dak-Zeke combo going on. Cardinals-Lions. Unfortunately, the Lions are starting 0-3 as the Cardinals blow by them.
Rise up, Red Sea.
Buccaneers-Broncos.
I guess I got to go with the Bucs.
If there was Drew Lock on the Broncos, I'd say Broncos, but Jeff Driskel is not good enough. I'm going to go Buccaneers. Ooh, Packers Saints.
Go Pack, go, baby. It's Aaron Rodgers Tuesday.
And what is this? Is this, I guess this maybe can, oh, that's Monday night. Wow, that's a really good Monday night game. Chiefs versus Ravens. Wow. Okay. I'm going to say the Ravens pull this one out.
Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. You know, on paper, my mind is telling me the Ravens, but I can't forget watching that Pro Bowl skills challenge with Lamar Jackson doing worse than our stinking junior varsity backup quarterback could do at Lake Dallas. So that being said, let's go Chiefs.
Wow. Interesting analysis from Boom McDougal. Yeah, that's week three, and I guess we'll see how our predictions go. I also want to say go Stars in the Stanley Cup.
Yes, sir.
You got anything else to add before we cut it off?
Watch out for those Cowboys. Watch out for Aaron Rodgers. Watch out for Josh Allen. And I'll be talking to y'all next week after Dak Prescott throws for 5 touchdowns.
Oh, my gosh. Are you actually going to start him this week? This man cannot figure out how to start a quarterback when he's got the 2 best probably in the league.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. I'll have to talk to Aaron about that. But
that's tough because the Saints defense is good. I would definitely start Dak.
Yeah, we'll see. But
unless Aaron, whenever you hit him up, he tells you something different.
I mean, I'll have to see how his arm's feeling.
All right. This has been Teenage Sports. And we'll see you back guys back next week.